From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's economic growth recorded at -0.74% year-on-year in the 2021 first quarter indicates its economy moving towards a positive trend following last year's deep contraction. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at a press conference on Wednesday, as quoted by Antaranus Agency. He also said that the economic recovery is visible and it is confirmed that Indonesia is on a positive trend and the curve is the V curve as in various other countries. Minister Hartarto is upbeat that Indonesia's economy is heading toward a positive trend, also apparent from the constant prices in the first quarter of 2021 with the gross domestic products or GDP of 2.703 trillion rupiah or approaching the position of the first quarter of 2020. Calling micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, critical pillars of the Indonesian economy, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has highlighted the pressing need for intersectoral collaboration to support the MSMEs' further development. The minister, at an online event organized for the Leader, Executive and Entrepreneur Program of the Industry and Business Institute of Management, IBIMA, on Wednesday, Minister Hartarto stated that support, cooperation, and collaboration is building national effective and technology-based MSMEs and industries ahead of Industry 4.0 era necessitate to be enhanced. As reported by Antaranus Agency, he affirmed that by involving experts and business professionals, he believes that by joint spirit, the MSMEs may move forward amid this pandemic and digital era. According to the Cooperative and Small Medium Enterprises SMEs Ministry, the total number of MSMEs in Indonesia has reached 64.2 million, with their contribution to the national gross domestic product or GDP pegged at 61.07% or 8.573.89 trillion rupiah. Head of COVID-19 Handling Task Force Tony Monardo viewed the government policy to ban the Idul Fitri homecoming, locally called mudik, as a strategic decision. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Monardo remarked during a discussion conducted by the West Merdeka Forum 9 on Wednesday that the choice to ban this homecoming is a very strategic one and this decision has to be applied. With key takeaways from the past long holidays period during the pandemic, when scores of people embark on travel, it will be followed by an increase in active cases and the death rate. He also cited as example two long Idul Fitri holidays in August 2020, Christmas 2020, and New Year, as the mortality rate had jumped between 46% to 75% and active cases were up by 70.116%. Six business sectors contributed to Indonesia's economic growth in the first quarter of 2021. This was affirmed by Chief of Statistics Indonesia's BPS Suharyanto during an online press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, he said that the rest recorded a contraction. He also stated that the six sectors were information and communication, water procurement, healthcare, agriculture, electricity and gas procurement, and real estate. The information and communication sector clocked the highest growth at 8.72%, followed by water procurement at 5.49%, healthcare at 3.64%, and agriculture at 2.95%. However, so far, several sectors contributing the most to the national gross domestic products, such as industry, trade, construction, and mining, recorded a contraction during the January to March 2021 quarter. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden on Wednesday threw his support behind waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccine, bowing to mounting pressures from Democratic lawmakers and more than 100 other countries, but angering pharmaceutical companies. As reported by Reuters.com, an official statement from his chief trade negotiator, Catherine Tai, explained that the President Biden voiced his support for a temporary waiver and a sharp reversal of the previous U.S. position after a speech at the White House. Catherine Tai said in a statement, amid growing concern that big outbreaks in India could allow the rise of vaccine-resistant strain of the deadly virus, undermining a global recovery. This is a global health crisis, and the extraordinary circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic call for extraordinary measures. A study in Denmark and Norway has found slightly increased rates of vein blood clots among people who have had a first dose of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, including clots in the brain, compared with expected rates in the general population. As reported by Reuters.com, researchers who conducted the study stressed, however, that such side effects are extremely rare, and the benefits of the vaccine still outweigh the risk is in most situations. They wrote in a summary of their findings published in the BMJ Medical Journal on Thursday that the absolute risk of venous thromboembolic events described in the study are small, and the findings should be interpreted in the context of the benefits of COVID-19 vaccination at both the social and the individual level. Norway suspended its rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine on March 11 after a small number of cases of blood clots combined with bleeding and low platelet counts. Denmark has also withdrawn the shot from use. Canada has authorized the use of the Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 12 and 15. It is the first country to do so for that age group. As quoted by BBC.com, the country's health ministry made the decision based on data from phase 3 clinical trials on children that age. Canada has already authorized the use of the Pfizer vaccine in people over 16. The state of Alberta, which has the highest rate of the virus in the country, said it would offer a vaccine to those over 12 from Monday. Canada has recorded more than 1.2 million coronavirus cases, and roughly 20% of those have been in people under the age of 19. That was the news.
days ago, the Education and Culture Ministry and the Research and Technology Ministry had merged into one. It became the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Nandi Makarim was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo to lead the merged ministry. The merger certainly affects the duty and responsibility of the ministry from the minister to the lowest position at the ministry. Therefore, as the main gear in the Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry, Nandi Makarim bears heavy load in many issues in the sector of education, culture, research and technology. The responsibility of the newly merged ministry is great. In research, they must be able to join hands and coordinate with hundreds of lecturers at more than 4,000 higher education in Indonesia. The other heavy load is increasing synergy between the higher education and industry in research. It is to prevent the research ending as a mere document. Instead, they can now be used in the industry. Not only there are more ministerial policy and authority-related responsibilities, but also great budget to be managed well to encourage higher education in conducting more research and innovation. Certainly, the marriage between Education and Culture Ministry and the Research and Technology Ministry led by Nandi Makarim was expected that education, culture, research and technology can bring Indonesia forward for the sake of the people.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque peidai kouzhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on May 6, 1937, when Hindenburg's airship caught fire. An airship was a gas fire means of air transportation, which was popular in the early 1900s. The airship made by the Zeppelin factory in Germany, called Hindenburg, caught fire on May 6, 1937. It was on fire and was about to anchor to the fasteners of Lakehurst Air Force Station in New Jersey, United States. Based on records, there were 97 people who boarded the airship. This accident caused 35 fatalities, 13 passengers and 22 crewmen, and one fatality on the ground. The cause of the burning of the largest airship ever built at the time was allegedly due to a spark of static electricity that had accumulated from the shear with the air. The airship accident at the same time ended the era of airships, which were later replaced by airplanes. Next event is that in 1941, Joseph Stalin was inaugurated as leader of the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin became an important figure in the Soviet Union from the mid-1920s to the end of his life in 1953. He was the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1922 to 1952, and head of government of the Soviet Union from his appointment on 6 May 1941 until his death on 5 March 1953. Stalin was also one of the figures who standardized the ideas of Karl Marx and Lenin into Marxism and Leninism. The last event was in 1976, about the Friuli earthquake, Italy. The Friuli earthquake occurred on May 6, 1976, with a magnitude of 6.5 and a maximum intensity of extreme. The earthquake occurred in the Friuli region in northeast Italy, near the town of Gemona del Friuli. The quake left 990 people dead, about 3,000 injured, and more than 157,000 people homeless. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hujan rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi. Penuh dengan payung, seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan,
hujan.
Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung. Tak heran, ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Environment and Forestry Ministry launched the National Waste Care Festival 2021 virtually on Monday. The Ministry Director General for Waste Management, Rosafifin Ratnawati, in the launching said that the festival aims to raise awareness and educate people about waste management. In the exhibition in the festival, three parts of waste management from the upstream to downstream were showcased. Some of them being discussed were waste reduction by the industry by redesigning packaging into a recycle-able one and product waste withdrawal. The virtual exhibition also highlighted waste management efforts by the people such as the waste bank and public use of waste into compost. Fifin further explained that there would also be a description on the upstream process of waste management. Take for instance, there is a good landfill with technology to convert waste into energy. On the same occasion, the ministry's waste management director Nofrizal Tahar said the trend showed Indonesian waste management improves from year to year. Data compiled by the Environment and Forestry Ministry showed that in 2019, the national waste management capacity was 49.18%, with 14.58% waste reduction and 34.60% waste handling. In 2020, the capacity rose into 54.15% with 16.23% reduction and 37.92% waste handling. The government targets the waste management capacity to reach 100% by 2025, with 30% of which is for waste reduction and 70% for handling. The National Waste Care Festival 2021 will be running for 6 months since the launching. The festival can be accessed on www.fpsn2021.com.
Telah ada dan hiasi hari-hari di dalam hidupku. Mauku kau tak pergi dari aku, bisa mencintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Cheers.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Gede Mataram, Kota Gede Mosque, is the oldest mosque in Yogyakarta. The location of the mosque is in the Kota Gede area, which was the first palace complex or palace of the Islamic Mataram Kingdom. The mosque is part of the concept of Catur Gatra Tunggal, or four units, namely the palace, mosque, square, and markets. This mosque was built by the first king of Mataram Islam, namely Danang Sutawijaya, or Panembahan Senopati in 1587. The construction of the mosque aimed to spread Islam in the southern regions of Java, because at that time the spread of Islam was dominated in the northern part of Java, such as Gresik, Lamongan, Tuban, Rembang, Pati, Kudus, Jepara, Demak, and Cirebon. Meanwhile, in southern Java, people still adhered to animism and dynamism. With the construction of the mosque, the Mataram Gede Mosque became a center for the preaching of Islam in southern Java. Even though it was built in 1587, the Gede Mataram Kota Gede Mosque still stands firm and functions as a place of worship. It has a mixture of Javanese and Hindu architecture. Javanese architecture is clearly visible in the mosque, and Hindu architecture can be seen at the gate to the surrounding wall fence. As the mosque was built, Muslims built the mosque and Hindus built the fence of the mosque. This concept was taught by Sunan Kalijaga and has been maintained until now. The mosque building is quite unique. Around the mosque, before entering the foyer, there is a fish pond that surrounds the mosque. There are various types of fish in the pond, from pomfret to goldfish. The mosque is also surrounded by shady trees. Apart from having a unique architecture, the mosque has also a strong philosophical meaning. The philosophical meaning is Catur Gatra Tunggal, which means four forms that become one unit, namely the palace, mosque, square, and market. Each gatra has a different meaning. The mosque is a symbol of the one Godhead. Then the palace is a symbol of leadership, the market for the embodiment of justice and prosperity, and finally the square means democracy. Over time, the mosque has developed. The mosque, which was originally just a simple building, began to be built in the mosque foyer and courtyard. The development of the mosque began during the time of Sultan Agung or mid-1611. In addition, this mosque also keeps beduk, or in English means drum, which is almost the same age as the mosque age. The beduk, with a diameter of approximately 1 meter, is stored in the porch of the mosque.
Lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Hatiku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Padaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani.
Well then listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, in the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, senior researchers and head of the LIPIS Metallurgical and Material Research Center, Nurul Taufikur Rahman, along with his team, has developed a tool that aims to wash the air from viruses and bacteria. This innovative product of LIPIS technology is named ATTAC, or Airborne Nanotrapping Technology for Anti-COVID Treatment, and is an air purifier to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus through airborne or airborne spread. This tool uses the nano-titania method and ultraviolet light. ATTAC is a research collaboration between the LIPIS Metallurgical and Materials Research Center, PT Nanobubble Karya Indonesia, and the Jakarta Regional Research Council. ATTAC is designed to purify indoor air and prevent it from spreading outdoors. The method used is nanotrapping to catch the virus and UVGI or ultraviolet germicidal inactivation method to inactivate the virus. In its application, this machine has a fan suction power of approximately 4 meters from the position of the tool. If it is used in a larger room, its circulation can be assisted by adding a fan or other device directed to this tool. Inside the ATTAC machine, the inhaled air will be filtered and exposed to water containing disinfectant or soap. Then, the air is cleansed by using ultraviolet light, then reinforced by the use of a nano titania layer on the wall of the closed system on the machine. According to researchers Nurul, washing the air with a disinfectant or soap, clean air will come out, but there are still doubts whether there are still one or two parts of the virus or bacteria that may have been missed. Besides being exposed to UV rays, ATTAC nanotechnology in the form of nanotitania is attached to the walls. It is hoped that when the air is washed, exposed to UV light, and comes into contact with the nanotitania walls, the viruses and bacteria will immediately die. The air is then exhaled into fresh and healthy air. Apart from being effective in eliminating viruses and bacteria, this tool is safe to use continuously because it does not use chemical disinfectants and hazardous materials on humans, except liquid soap. Another advantage of ATTAC is that It is practical and easy to operate, easy to maintain, and energy efficient. This tool only consumes 240 watts of power, accompanied by a sensor that can detect the number of people in the room automatically. For this product, treatment only do it once a week. By adding water plus 0.1% disinfectant or soap to the tank, this technology is designed to cover a room measuring 6 times 6 meters. Therefore, a tank is very suitable for use in homes or public facilities in the community, such as offices, health facilities, places of worship, restaurants, and other public spaces. This patent air purifier has passed the bacteria test from IPB University. That was Miscellany.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, detecting overdriving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
we have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Until now, there have been many musicians in Indonesia who have sung the song dengan menyebut nama Allah, including Warna Music Group, Gigi Band, Marshanda, Andini, and Nagita Slavina. Previously, the song was popularized by Novia Kolopaking. The Novia Kolopaking's version of the song is contained in a religious compilation album dengan menyebut nama Allah, which was released in 1992. The song, created by Arya Dipayana and Dwiki Darmawan, advised that everything that Muslims will do should be started by mentioning the name of Allah and leaving everything only to Him so that the heart is always peaceful. Listener, here is the song dengan menyebut nama Allah by Novia Kolopaking.
Nasibmu kemana pun.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.